It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Now, look, when you record an album and, you know, you're getting to the final stages, you start to look at what songs are going to be singles, what songs do you think are going to be representative of the album and the songs on it, and mostly the songs that you think might be able to get a bit of a shot at being played on radio.
Yep.
I remember Come On was our first single. It went pretty good, and then obviously Better came out, went really well. The next single was Stop the World, went okay, and then Shine On, not so great. But, you know, they all kind of charted in the top 40 or top 50. And then the next album we brought out, oh, let's go with this song. Yeah, it went okay. And then Shivers came out. Yeah. And then so it's kind of, but you, it's not like you just throw out a song and hope for the best. You could, there's a bit of kind of planning and thought process goes into it.
Yep.
But having said that, the best laid plans of mice and men gang off to glay. It's an old kind of Gaelic saying.
Yeah, right.
Or Gaelic saying. That means that they go often astray.
Okay.
The best laid plans. But what happened in 2003? The Killers released Mr. Brightside.
How good.
Did the charts light up? No.
How doesn't it?
I know. How does that not compute that that's such a great song? But obviously, after that, they brought out Somebody Told Me, which became a huge hit.
Yeah.
And here's something that doesn't happen often, re-releasing a single, because pretty well in this day and age, once you've released it, it's gone. Mm-hmm. It either works or it doesn't. But they were very, very lucky that someone at their record company said, look, now that you've got a bit of interest internationally, especially with Somebody Told Me, let's have another try at Mr. Brightside. And if they hadn't done it, Jack Rewalt wouldn't have been able to get up and make a fool of himself in 2017.
No, that's coming from two salty Adelaide Crow fans.
Talking about salt in the wounds.
But just a quick one, Glee. Would that happen nowadays, you think? Would they back it? Do you know what I mean? Like a new band comes out, they come up with this nice song, but they've released something a few months earlier.
Yep.
Would their management go, you know what, let's give this another go?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it comes down to horses for courses, but pretty well, most record companies, once something hasn't worked, are pretty keen to move on and pretend that that didn't happen. But luckily for us music fans and for the band The Killers, their second shot at Mr. Brightside absolutely kicked the goal.